Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In Ezekiel 47:20, verse 12, there's a tree there. The Bible says that the leaves were for the health, the healing of the nations. That's during the millennium. And then in Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2, we see that tree once again, that same tree that was in the Garden of Eden, that same tree that was in the millennial kingdom, that same tree will be here on this earth forever and forever. In Revelation 22, it mentions it once again, that tree of life. That tree of life is not for us. Even though we find in Revelation 2 and 3, we have access to the fruit. Those overcomers, as we remember the study of the book of Revelation, where those who overcome will have the right to the fruit of the tree of life. We'll have access, in other words, we get eat of the fruit. Y'all look at me awful strange. Remember the tree of life? I talked about the 12 men, the river flowing from thunder God, and there's trees lining that river. And there's 12 manner of fruits that give fruit. Y'all remember that? Okay. We'll have access to that fruit. Now, I don't think it's going to be an apple tree or peach tree, or I think it'll be some kind of special fruit. Nothing wrong with an apple tree or peach tree or plum tree. I think it'll be some kind of special fruit that God's, but anyway, that's a whole other story. We'll have access to that. But those leaves, it says, were for the healing of the nations. We won't need healing because we're going to have a glorified body. We have a body like Christ. The word healing means therapeutic, all right? Also remember, so you don't get confused, that in Revelation 21:22, it talks about there's no more sin, no more sorrow, no more death, no more pain. Remember all that? It's all done away with. Well, those people are going to live forever in their sinless body. They still are going to have access to that leaf of the tree so they can live forever in their physical body. So you see the point that I'm trying to make here. Children will be born in the millennium, and not just in the millennium, but for eternity. There will be children born. Let me just put a little parenthesis in that. Those children aren't going to belong to us. Remember in Matthew where the Pharisees came to Jesus and they tried to trip him up? They said, Jesus, let me ask you something. A lady die or a husband dies. And the lady marries the brother, and he dies. That same lady marries another brother. He dies, marries another brother. I think there's 5 or 6 brothers. Remember that the story died? It said, Lord, in the resurrection, whose husband then will she be? Will be the first one, the second one, third one, fourth, trying to trip him up. And he said, and Jesus returned, don't you err? Don't you not know that in the resurrection, there will be no marriage? You'll be as the angels. You won't be married up in heaven. Us as glorified people, who will we be married to? The bride of Christ, okay? That's a whole nother subject matter. But just so you know, all the children you have here on this earth right now, enjoy them because you're not getting any up up there. All your grandchildren, you ain't getting them up there. You got all you got here. But the ones who will have children will be the ones who are in their physical bodies. Are you following? Don't shake your head, but... Because Joe, leave. But this is yes, this is no, and this is I don't have no idea. Joe has a sore neck, so she says she can't move her neck. But you get the picture, okay? There's 3 type of orders that will be here for eternity. Am I going too fast for y'all? Okay, there will be the glorified order. That will be us. We will have a glorified body, and all God's people said. Amen. And there will be the angelic order. That will be, and included in that angelic order would be all those created beings that we find, the seraphim, the cherubim, all those, the angelic order. I'll include all those in that angelic order. And then the third one would be that naturalized order. Those who will be living in their physical bodies forever and forever and forever. And so with that in mind, look at number 4. People will die in the millennium. Oh, wait a minute, preacher. I thought you just said that people will live forever. Ain't that contradicting yourself? No. What I said was that that saved people will live forever in their physical body. But lost people, that's a whole different story. Let me back up just a little bit. Am I going too fast for y'all? People who enter into the millennium, the only people who enter into the millennium are who? Saved people. They enter into the millennium and they're still in their physical bodies, but it's still a sinful body. But they have children. We just read where they will be born in the millennium. Those children will be born with a sin nature. Now are y'all following? It's important to get this before I go any farther. They will be born, they will have a sin nature because their parents were sinners. And they must receive Christ as their Savior during the millennium. If they reject Christ, boy, there's so much here. If they reject Christ, we're going to look at some verses that God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. By the way, that shoots Calvinism in the foot. God wants everybody to be saved, not just a chosen few, all mankind. In the millennium, everyone has the opportunity to be saved, but not everybody will be saved. That's why we find that Jesus rules with a rod of iron. There will be people that will still disobey. There will still be people that rebel against Jesus in the kingdom. Can you imagine that? Jesus, that righteous ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, be ruling in Jerusalem, and people will still rebel against him. Multitudes of people will still rebel against because of their depravity, because of their sin nature. And I mentioned this the other day, and nobody can blame Satan for it. Remember, I mentioned, and some of you old people, I mentioned this last week, some of you old people remember Flip Wilson. No. You didn't have to raise your hand. We know you're old, Ronnie. Okay. He said, the Flip Wilson, you say, the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. Well, in the millennium, they can't say that because we find in Revelation 20 that Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. So during the millennium, Satan is bound. So where's all this sin coming from? From the sin nature that man still possesses. So turn with me to Isaiah 11:4. And Isaiah 11 is speaking, that whole chapter is speaking of the millennial reign of Christ. Before we read verse number 4, let's jump into verse number 6 and 7, so you'll, and 8 and 9. So you'll know that it's speaking definitely of the millennial kingdom. Look in verse number 6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. This is going to happen during the millennium. Matter of fact, God is going to remove from the animal kingdom that, what do you call that, ferociousness? That, when I think of that, I think of the Lion King. Remember Pumbaa and Nala and all these, they're looking at these lions and he saw they were friends, and all of a sudden, I can't remember watching with the kids, all of a sudden he saw that ham or the whatever it was in the thing and started chasing the, okay. During the millennium, that ain't happening. Look in verse number 7. And the cow and the bear shall feed together, and the young ones shall lie down, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. In other words, he won't be a meat eater in the millennium. They were like they were in the Garden of Eden. They weren't meat eaters. I don't know a better word for than what it says there. Notice this one, verse number 8. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of an asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on a crocodile. I am so tongue-tied this morning. A cockatrice den. Instead of playing with a baby rattle, they play with it. Can you even play with a real rattle, a rattlesnake? You know? Whole rattlesnake, there's and rattled up. I don't know, but that's what it says, that even a rattlesnake won't bother them. This is during the millennium.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.